This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
They will deny. Once they are trapped, once the infinite truth comes to them, they will deny it. Openly deny it. Number four, diversion. And so a diversion will happen. When an important thing comes out, when the International Court of Justice, when the South Africans came, diversion. When they wanted to destroy more people in the area of Rafah, Super Bowl. The society is set up with diversions to take our minds and thoughts off the real issues that are happening in our life. And number five, delusion. These great liars, in some case, become people of the lie. People of the lie are not just liars. They live in the lie and even go to the point where they are deluded to think that what they are doing is the truth. And so the age of lies and deception. And for the younger generation, you have to know this information. It is being suppressed, but you have to know your history, the history of these lands that you are living in, the history of the world, the history of the colonial period, the past 600 years. You have to know this history because we are living it today. The last 600 years, all over the world, especially here, have been an age of destruction and savagery. But people will say, no, it's the age of discovery. Christopher Columbus discovered America. How can you discover a place when there are 73 million people already living there? See the distortion. That's the lies. But if the liar controls the press, if the liar controls the libraries and the universities, then for innocent people, it appears to be true. You will be surprised to know, and we are shocked in living real time to see how Palestinian babies are being dealt with, how families are double standard. But this is not new. In 1496, Henry VII of England commissioned John Cabot to come here. And Henry said to him, conquer, occupy, possess the land of the heathens and the infidels. He told him to conquer this land, possess this land. And they considered North America terra nullius, which means empty territory, vacant. No human beings are living in there. Look at the double standard today. The reality was millions of people lived here. Great civilizations flourished in this part of the world. But the liars will distort the truth and cover up the truth. You will be surprised to know that between the 15th and the 19th century here was one of the most savage times in human history. It is called Atlantic slave trade. And we are in what is called Black History Month. And some people would say, why do you have Black History Month? Because of distortions and lies. You will be shocked to know the reality of this part of the world. Over 12.4 million African people were taken out of the African continent. Think of those numbers, and that is when the world population was not like today. 12.4 million people. In the Middle Passage between Africa and the Americas, it is reported over 2 million people died. For every 100 people who were taken from Africa, only 28 survived, and they only lived for about 3 years. This is the level of destruction that happened in this part of the world. But it was the resistance of the people, the resistance on the shores, the resistance in the Middle Passage, the resistance on the plantations in America, in the Caribbean, in Brazil. It was the resistance that ended the slave trade. And the African Americans, the Afro-Canadians, Afro-Caribbean people that you see are results of this, still here, resilient and still here. But the liars will cover that up. And in some parts of America, they want to change the curriculum in Texas to say that African Americans came to this part of the world as immigrants. And they had a good time. It was better here than it was in their own lands. Think about this as a basis, especially younger generation, because information is now pouring out at us. Keep this in your mind that Palestine in 1917, 99% of the territory was in the hands of the Palestinian people. 99%. In 1946, 90%. In 1949, after the war, Israel controlled 77%. And after this, after 1967, they took over full control. Shifted the same way that it happened with the indigenous people here, who once lived in these lands and controlled these lands. It's the same way. Destroy them, kill them, brutalize them, poison them, kill their children. And then if that doesn't work, put them in reservations. And many of us, many of our programs, I don't say it's wrong, we start off by saying that we recognize the indigenous people, the Mississauga people, and we recognize the treaty. We're the people. Where's the treaty? This land right here actually owns to the indigenous people. This land. But where are they? They're gone. That's what's happening in Gaza. Forced displacement. And so no matter what we do, we have to continue to struggle with our leaders here, our governments, our representatives, continue to struggle not only for the ceasefire, not only for humanitarian assistance for people to be able to live, but to stop displacement, because that's the intention. In the same way they put the native people, they say the Indians, on reservations, where do they live now? Where do they live? The intention is to make Gaza, to make that to be a tourist resort, to displace the people. But the difference is, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enabled this generation to communicate through social media. It is also put into the hearts and the minds of a new generation of people who are rising up all over the world. Millions of people now. We're not going to forget this. We're not going to forget the innocent people as they forgot the native people, as they forgot African American people. We're not going to do it this time. But that requires sincerity. That requires a strong connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in telling us in his famous hadith about the religion, summarizing the essence of sincerity in the religion of Islam, he has told us, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ad-deenu nasiha. Qulna liman ya Rasulullah. قَالَ لِلَّهِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِكِتَابِهِ وَلِعَامَةَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَخَاصَتِهِمْ The Prophet ﷺ said, the essence of this deen, of your religion, your way of life, is sincerity, nasiha, which means advice, but it also means sincerity and support. The essence of our way is to be sincere. And they asked him, O Messenger of Allah, Who was this sincerity for? And he said it's for Allah, for his messenger, for his book, for the general body of Muslims and their leaders. We have to be sincere on all different levels. The key point right in the beginning is sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the great scholars of Islam, in explaining what is sincerity, he showed us that sincerity is that you need to follow Allah's commands, you need to support his religion, and you need to submit to his will. At-taslim li-hukmihi. We need to submit to the will of Allah. How is submission to the will of Allah? There is submission in those things which are out of our control. Life and death is not in our control. The hurricane is not in our control. What happens in Middle East politics, for us innocent people here, not in our control. But we have to submit. If Allah allows something to happen, there is a wisdom in this. And we have to submit. But there is something that we do control. We do control the conditions Allah put us in. And if Allah gave us blessings, then we should show gratitude to Allah. Shukr. If we are sinners, then we need to make tawbah. We need to repent to Allah. But how do we show gratitude? We show gratitude by giving from our blessings. Continue to give. Give to the cause, whichever way we possibly can. Muslims are suffering now. If Allah blessed you, it's a test. All of it is a test. And so we need to continue to lift up our voices, to lift our hands in writing, whatever we can do, to be part of the struggle for change and protection of this ummah. We are at a very critical point, and I believe we are at the doorsteps of the coming of the great liar. And that means we need to be sincere with the creator of the heavens and the earth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us sincerity in our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us sincerity in our deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us sincerity in our unity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on the children of this ummah, especially in Gaza and especially in Palestine. May Allah have mercy and bring dignity to the women of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give the strength and understanding to the men of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah enable our leaders, our confused political leaders, take them from darkness into light, or raise up one who will lead this ummah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب استغفروا إنه هو غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد وأصلي وأسلم على سيد الأولين والآخرين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد فيا عباد الله اتقوا الله حيثما كنتم ويقول الحق سبحانه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وارض الله عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر عمر عثمان وعلي وأنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا أصلح ذات بيننا واهدنا سبل السلام ونجنا من الظلمات إلى النور وجنبنا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن وبارك لنا في أسماعنا وأبصارنا وقلوبنا وذريتنا وأزواجنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداء الدين وانصر عبادك يا رب العالمين. اللهم من أرادنا بسوء فاشغله في نفسي واجعل كيده في نحري واجعل تدبيره تدميره برحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. Oh Allah, whoever wants to harm us and our lands, then keep them busy with their own troubles and return their plots to their own necks and make their plans the cause of their own destruction. By your mercy, يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرت ولا هما إلا فرجت ولا دينا إلا قضيت ولا مريدا إلا شفيت ولا ميتا إلا رحمت ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا إلا قضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله.